the extreme cold weather, and your pets. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the extreme cold weather can not only be dangerous for you, but for your pets as well. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For many of us, including us pet owners, the unusually severe cold that we've had this winter is something we may not have ever encountered before.
And it's a real challenge for people who don't normally deal with these issues to really think and protect their pets in this bad weather.
That's Ann McCann, Emergency Program Coordinator for Animal Care with the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. She says, in temperatures and wind chills like many of us have been experiencing, it's bad enough for us. But remember also,
like people, cats and dogs are susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia.
She says, even if your pets normally stay outside all the time during the so-called normal winter weather,
if you can bring them in in this weather.
Now, if you absolutely cannot do that, McCann says, for the sake of the comfort and the health of your outdoor pets,
make sure that they have adequate shelter, that they have, you know, a roof over their heads and a door on their enclosure to keep the worst of the wind and the cold out. The floor of the shelter should be off the ground to minimize any heat loss into the ground.
Now, some people put heaters or heat lamps in their doghouses, but McCann says that may not be such a hot idea,
because of the risks of burns or fire.
Now, besides providing extra food for your outdoor pets,
it's really critical to make sure that your pet does have unlimited access to fresh, non-frozen water. You'll need to change the water frequently, or you can get pet-safe heated water bowls.
Now, yes, some animals tolerate cold better than others, but with the kinds of temperatures and winds that many areas have been having and could have again, the best rule of thumb?
If it's not safe for you, it's not safe for your pets.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.